This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. As the White House touts another vaccination milestone, demand for shots is dropping in several parts of the United States. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Nearly half of Iowa's counties are not accepting new doses because there's not enough demand. Florida's Palm Beach County will close mass vaccination clinics next month with thousands of available slots unfilled. A West Virginia clinic is opening shots to out-of-state residents. President Biden's acknowledging the vaccination campaign's in a new phase, encouragement, saying the data's clear. If you were fully vaccinated,
you are nearly 100% protected against death from COVID.
More than half of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is opening a sweeping investigation into policing practices in Minneapolis, Minnesota, after the guilty verdict in the death of George Floyd.
To determine whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing.
Wednesday's announcement came one day after former officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty of murder and manslaughter in Floyd's May 2020 death, setting off a wave of relief but also sadness across the country. Bystander video showed Floyd handcuffed behind his back and gasping repeatedly, "I can't breathe," as Chauvin pressed his knee on or close to Floyd's neck for several minutes. Floyd's death prompted mass protests against the police treatment of black people. An up day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow and the S&P 500 added 0.93%. The Nasdaq gained 1.19%. This is VOA News. Thousands of supporters of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny gathered Wednesday in the center of Moscow, demanding his release and the access of doctors to examine his health. People were heard chanting freedom to Navalny and let the doctors in as numerous police asked them to disperse. Supporters of President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent fear he could soon die in prison where he is on a hunger strike. They are demanding proper medical care for Navalny. Officials say he has been treated as any other convict would be and have warned the rallies are illegal. More than two dozen world leaders are set to speak Thursday on Earth Day at the virtual Global Summit on Climate Change organized by U.S. President Biden. Among those planning to give their views are U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres, China's President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, Brazil's Jair Bolsonaro, and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also speak. The global summit is part of Biden's efforts to restore U.S. leadership to the issue after the dismissive attitude of his predecessor Donald Trump. The former president withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 Paris Agreement, which set a cap on global carbon emissions. Biden rejoined the agreement immediately after taking office. A South Korean court on Wednesday upheld Japan's state immunity to dismiss a lawsuit raised by a group of women who were forced to work in Japanese wartime brothels. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The court upheld Japan's state immunity and dismissed the women's lawsuit, contradicting a ruling in a separate earlier case that ordered Tokyo to compensate victims. Many surviving comfort women, a Japanese euphemism for the sexual abuse victims, are demanding Tokyo's formal apology and compensation. Remnants of Japan's 1910 to 1945 colonial rule of the Korean Peninsula remain contentious from both sides. In January, diplomatic tension flared between the two countries after another judge ruled in favor of other women in a separate case, ordering Japan to pay compensation for the first time.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.